This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Tayyip Erdogan claimed victory in Turkey's presidential election on Sunday, a win that would steer his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Öyle bir kazanacağız ki kimse kaybetmeyecek demiştik.
Addressing supporters, Erdogan said voters had given him the responsibility to rule for the next 5 years. He said, quote, the only winner is Turkey, addressing cheering supporters from atop a bus in Istanbul. The election had been seen as one of the most consequential yet for Turkey, with the opposition believing it had a strong chance of unseating Erdogan after his popularity was hit by a cost of living crisis. A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people. In a statement, President Joe Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia unleashed waves of airstrikes on Kyiv overnight in what officials said appeared to be the largest drone attack on the city since the start of the war, as the Ukrainian capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of its founding on Sunday. Find more news and information always on our website, VOA.